giving. Basically, I just want to read some scriptures to you. And I have several. And I think you can just follow along from the screen. But before I go to the scriptures, there's a quote by, how many of you have ever heard of G.K. Chesterton? He is a Christian apologist and philosopher. I think he was even a teacher and a professor. Definitely was a writer. And, you know, the turn of the 20th century, late 1800s, early 1900s, way back then. Incredibly funny, witty, a very brilliant communicator of the gospel. And I've always enjoyed everything he's ever written. And his quote says, "I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder." And I think that's absolutely true. There's something about a posture of thanksgiving and gratitude in our hearts that sets us free to live the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. There is no joy in abundant life apart from recognizing that we've all been lavishly given things that we do not deserve. And so, I just want to go to the scriptures, and let's just read some of them together, both Old and New Testament. Let's start with Psalm 95, 1 and 2. Let's pray for a second. Father, thank you, Lord, for this time of year where we celebrate you and your generosity, and where we express our gratitude. But Lord, may it be all year long and not just once a year. May thankfulness and gratitude be engrafted into our hearts and minds and lives and souls. May we live as a joyful and grateful people always because of Christ and his work. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 95, 1 and 2. "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Now, I could preach on that for a month. Singing is biblical, okay? You're not too sophisticated to sing. And making noise, making joyful noise to the Lord is biblical. And I want to say, it's okay if you guys loosen up a little bit when we sing. It's okay to be celebratory. Verse 2, "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving." Is there really any other way to come into his presence? "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." So, as we worship, and in this Old Testament context here in these verses, I'm pretty sure that the author of the psalm is talking about the corporate gathering of the people of God as they celebrate and rejoice in God's goodness and faithfulness in his covenant for them. 2 Chronicles 7:6. "The priests stood at their posts, the Levites also, with the instruments for music to the Lord that King David had made for giving thanks to the Lord." So David actually made instruments for the purpose of enhancing and assisting in the giving of thanks to God. "For his steadfast love endures forever." Whenever David offered praises by their ministry, opposite them the priests sounded trumpets, and all Israel stood. So for ancient Israel, the giving of thanks was associated, it was married to their worship, and it was a loud and boisterous time. Let's go to the New Testament. And I was smiling at the Hiddles because they help us with our scripture selection every service, and selected 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, this is one of my favorite verses to preach on because it's so easy. The 3 points are embedded right there in the text. And for those of y'all who ask God, God, what do you want me to do? This is the perfect three verses. Because it says, this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Well, what is the will of God? That you rejoice always, you pray without ceasing, and that you give thanks in all circumstances. So if you don't know anything else, if you don't know what to do, if you need guidance and direction, and you're feeling a little lost, go to this text. God, what do you want me to do? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Now, how many of you like clear instruction? Just tell me what to do, God, and I'll do it. This can be your go-to verse. In all situations, at all times, for the course of your whole life, no matter what is going on, you can rejoice, you can pray, and you can give thanks. Let's go to Colossians 3, 14 through 16. Above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. I love that, because that is it's an imperative. Be thankful. Your will, your conscious choice is involved in gratitude. You're to be thankful. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, be thankful anyway. And the rest of you will catch up. I mean, it's an act of faith to be thankful when you don't feel thankful, right? You can ponder who God is. You can ponder his faithfulness in your life. You can remember all the things that he's done. You can... all of a sudden you remember, hey, I do have family, and I do have friends, and I do have a house to live in, and I do have food to eat, and I do have a car to drive, and I do have people that love me and care about me. Be thankful. Put on love. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let it rule in your hearts. Isn't that cool? Let it rule in your hearts and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There it is again. With thankfulness in your hearts to God. Now, as I was just pulling some verses together, and I'm not exaggerating, we could read verses that address gratitude, the giving of thanks, or thanksgiving out of the Bible for the next 24 hours straight. It is a huge theme, a huge subject. It's very, very important to our Father. Let's look at Philippians 4:6. Everybody knows this one. Do not be anxious about anything. Amen. Let's take an offering. Do not be anxious about anything. How many say I need to hear that today? Do not be anxious about anything. How many of you know this is in the Bible? So it's okay not to worry. It's God's will for you not to worry or be anxious.
But you don't understand.
I don't understand. I'm just reading the Bible. Don't be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. There's that Thanksgiving thing again. That's a good one, isn't it? Psalms? Go back to the Old Testament. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Let's go to Isaiah 12, 4. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Isn't it interesting how the giving of thanks to God is associated with all these other things? All these other things: freedom from anxiety, calling upon the name of the Lord, making God's name known among the peoples. Thanksgiving sneaks into all these admonitions. It holds hands with like everything. Being grateful. Isaiah 51:3. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places. Some of us have some waste places, don't we? We live in a busted up, broken, fallen world. And it hurts. It hurts to be alive. He comforts all her waste places, and he makes her wilderness like Eden. Her desert like the garden of the Lord. Not too long ago, I saw a sermon by Tim Mackey, Bible Project, and he was pointing out that the thief on the cross didn't know any theology, had never been baptized, had never been catechized. He didn't know anything. He just knew that he was bloody and was about to die and is hanging naked on a cross next to another naked guy in the middle who's all beat up and all that. And he turns to him and says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. The word paradise means garden. He says, I'll see you later in the garden. Her desert is like the garden of the Lord. And joy and gladness will be found in her. Thanksgiving and the voice of song. Second Corinthians 4:15. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. As grace extends to more and more people. See, that's what we're to be about. Testifying to and living out the grace of God to more and more people, so that it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Last one, and I could go on. Nehemiah 12:27. Nehemiah is one of those sort of neglected books. It has to do with the exiles coming back to the land and rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Ezra and Nehemiah, kind of chapters 1 and 2. It says, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness, with thanksgivings, and with singing, with cymbals, harps, and lyres. The dedication